Welcome back to Leo's Listeners. The book I read today was Rebound by Kwame Alexander, and it's the prequel to the book Crossover, and I thought it was really good. It's about a boy named Charlie Bell who goes to school in Washington, D.C. in 1988, and he has two friends named Skinny and CJ. CJ's a girl. And Skinny is a boy. And they seem to get in a lot of trouble at school. Charlie skips school a lot and doesn't really think much of it. And Charlie had just lost his father, which was really big for him. It was really sad because he was really close to him. And Charlie's mother has been getting a lot of fights with Charlie because of how sad Charlie is and how easily mad Charlie gets because of the loss of his dad. So Charlie's mom makes him go stay the summer with her grandparents. And Charlie doesn't like this because he wanted to stay home during the summer with Charlie or with Skinny and CJ. But he's just going to go anyway because he has no other choice. And his mom's going to make him do it anyway. And when he gets there, he is very mad because he would rather be at home, but he meets his grandpa and his grandma, and his grandpa is really hard on him, and he thinks that he should just work, do stuff on the farm for him, because that's the way his grandpa was taught when he was younger, and his grandma makes really good food, so that's one thing that makes Charlie happy. He meets Roxy when he gets there, and Roxy's his cousin, and he had met her a while ago, like 10 years ago when he was really young, and remembers her being pretty quiet. But when he meets her again, she had totally changed. She is really outgoing, and she loves basketball and wants to show Charlie all of his skills. But Charlie's not having it because he doesn't like basketball anymore because it reminds him of his dad, and he's sad that his dad's gone. But soon after this, Charlie becomes more like mad that he is with his grandparents and not back at home. So he decides to tell his grandparents that he's going to see Roxy, but actually sneaking out to go see CJ. And one time when he went to go see CJ when he was not supposed to be, they were with CJ's cousin as well. And CJ's cousin happened to have drugs on him, which was in a really bad situation for Charlie because he wasn't even supposed to be there anyway. So when they get caught from the police with drugs, Charlie gets sent to jail and has to be bailed out by his grandpa, which was really embarrassing. And his grandpa was pretty mad at him. But they soon got over it, and when Charlie had to go, he was really sad to leave because he was going to miss Roxy and his grandma's really good cooking, and he was actually going to miss his grandpa, which was really surprising to me because his grandpa was really hard on him the whole time. And once he leaves, he says hi to his mom, and she's really sad because she's really happy to see him again. And yeah, they go home and everything's okay, and this is a good time for a commercial break. Goldfish is a delicious snack that everyone should eat, and you can buy them now at all retail stores. Overall, my thoughts on the book were that it was great. I liked it. I liked that it wasn't as long as much of other books, so that I'd soon get bored of other books. And I thought my opinion on the characters in the book were that they were really good. I thought Charlie was really emotional about his dad, which showed a lot because people can relate to that. And his mom was really emotional as well, which I thought was good. And I liked how Roxy was really outgoing, and she's very different from Charlie. And I liked how his grandparents were pretty nice at times, but at other times were really hard on him. I would recommend this book to anyone who doesn't want to read a really long book. I thought it was really good. And that's about all I have. So thank you for listening.